Kitsamkalam First Nation has overwhelmingly voted to ratify its treaty with the federal and provincial governments. On November 1, 569 members, 90.7%, cast ballots in favor of the treaty, while 563, 89.7%, voted yes to the associated constitution. With 89.7% of members voting in favor of the constitution, and 90.7% voting in favor of the treaty, Kitsamkalam will move forward with the implementation of its constitution and treaty, the nation said in a press release. The result follows decades of negotiations, starting in the early 1990s with an agreement in principle coming in 2015, a draft treaty in 2024, and a final agreement reached in June of this year. By voting yes to our treaty and constitution, we honor the generations who fought for recognition and we open the door to a new era of self-government, accountability, and opportunity. This is a proud day that secures a stronger future for our children and grandchildren, said elected Chief Counselor Troy Sam. First, however, Canada and BC have to ratify the treaty. The process includes passing provincial, then federal, treaty implementation legislation. The BC government anticipates this will be done by 2028 with the final treaty effective date to be determined by Kitsamkalam. The treaty replaces the Indian Act and establishes self-governance law making authority on treaty lands concerning land use, culture, heritage, and services for the nation. The territory covered by the treaty resembles a horseshoe that starts northwest of Terrace, then skirts west, north of the Skeena River, and also includes areas around Port Essington southeast of Port Edward. The treaty includes a one-time cash settlement of $44.2 million, to be adjusted for inflation, additional one-time funding for startup and transition costs, and ongoing annual operational funding related to resource, infrastructure and treaty management. Kitsamkalam voters have ensured their voices are heard and their vision for the future will be realized, said Spencer Chandra Herbert, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation for the province. I raise my hands in gratitude for the decades of commitment and hard work of everyone involved. We are committed to taking the path of meaningful reconciliation alongside the Kitsamkalam people and everyone in the Skeena area. The neighboring Kitsilis First Nation also ratified its treaty and constitution this year on April 10.